Part 3, Chapter 9. The Radio Station in a Container. The Lord began to wonderfully provide for the needs of the Harbor Light Radio Station as Christians prayed and gave, but the devil was determined to launch numerous attempts to hinder, spoil, afflict us, and even attack our very lives. However, God was in control, and it was His desire to see the Harbor Light built, equipped, and on the air, piercing the devil's domain with the arrows of His word. Several men from Hampton Park Baptist Church in Greenville, South Carolina, worked hard to help us load a 40-foot container with supplies and equipment to be shipped to Grenada for the radio station. We rejoiced to see all the Lord had provided. Almost an entire radio station was packed inside that container. Two steel buildings donated by a Christian contractor. Other building supplies to finish the interior of the buildings. A beautiful new Nautel 5,000-watt transmitter. A small airplane had been donated by a Christian businessman in Pennsylvania, and the sale of that plane provided the $40,000 to purchase the transmitter. Two control boards built and donated by Randy's broadcast engineering professor, Bill Greaves. Computers, tape machines, and other electronic equipment. Used office furniture, and much more was inside that container. The devil's delays and hindrances began as soon as the container was shipped from Miami, Florida. It was scheduled to be transferred to another container ship in Jamaica and then brought to Grenada. We heard they had trouble with a crane in Jamaica when the ship was offloaded there, and so it was delayed another week before it finally arrived in Grenada. The clearing of customs and loading of all those valuable building materials and the transmitter on a smaller ship to take them from Grenada to Carriacou is another story. It took 2 entire days for Roland and our son Randy to secure a release from a local shipping agent, since Federal Express had lost the original bill of lading. Torrential rains in Grenada occurred most of the time they were unloading the container contents into the ship to be taken over to Carriacou. Praise the Lord, customs went smoothly as Harbor Light of the Windwards was beginning to be known. During the 4-hour, 28-miles voyage the next day to Carriacou, they sailed through several rain squalls and rough seas, especially as they passed by Kikimjenny, the undersea volcano. Arriving late in Carriacou at a time when no trucks were available, it took them several hours of hard work to unload the materials from the ship onto the Hillsborough jetty without the use of the ship's crane, which was not working. The approximately 20 tons of materials and equipment almost completely covered the entire pier. When our Jeep broke a spring on the way to the jetty, and our pickup truck had 2 flat tires and no spare, we all realized getting everything brought over the ridge to the transmitter building that night was not to be. The men covered as much as they could with the ship's tarps, and our Grenadian volunteer, Daniel Ross, said he would sleep on the pier that night to protect the materials. It rained several times during the night, and 2 potential thieves came. Someone came in a boat around midnight, and a couple hours later, someone else had backed a truck out to our things on the pier. In both instances, they looked the things over, but when they saw Daniel, they left. When heavy rain fell during the night, we woke up crying out to the Lord, "Help, Lord! Protect our things on the dock." Early the next morning, after going to bed exhausted and waking up tired, Roland organized a couple of large trucks to haul the load over the mountain. Again, we had wave after wave of heavy rain. Because of the rain and mud, the heavy trucks could not get any closer than a quarter mile from our transmitter building. Roland hired two small 4x4 pickup trucks to ferry the loads from the main road down the hill to the transmitter building, where the men packed them in. The inclement weather, heavy seas, and multiple handlings caused some breakage and spoilage, but the men thought for the most part they could work around those. Praise the Lord, the transmitter came through in perfect condition. The pickup trucks were not able to stay the whole day and complete the transfer of goods to the transmitter building. They had other jobs to accomplish. The steel panels for the buildings were still up on the road. Randy brought the little Jeep and hitched our small trailer on the back to haul the steel panels down the hill. The load was so heavy, it caused the Jeep to start sliding in the mud toward the brow of the hill. Leborn John, our young former neighbor, jumped into the Jeep and slammed on the brakes. He stopped the Jeep, but this caused the trailer to swing around, narrowly missing slicing Roland's neck with the sharp steel panels sticking out of the back. In getting everything together for that container in the USA and dealing with the heavy work back in Caracou, Roland found himself in great pain for several weeks and was in bed most of the time. Then his right leg became numb. He saw an orthopedic surgeon in Grenada who said he was almost sure it was a slipped disc. He said Roland needed a CAT scan, and they did not have the facilities or equipment for that in Grenada. The doctor recommended that Roland go to the States, get it checked out thoroughly, and have surgery if needed. The CAT scan in the USA proved Roland did have a slipped disc or herniated disc, but the neurosurgeon did not think he needed to have surgery at that point. Praise the Lord. Despite Roland's physical problems, he and son Randy were able to pour the concrete for the floors of the office and studio buildings. Then two friends from Illinois came and helped them put up the steel walls and roof panels, and we were able to lock both buildings. Even though the harbor light was not yet built or on the air, the Lord was already beginning to bless the ministry through the Bible courses. The Caribbean Radio Lighthouse in Antigua asked us to take the names of Bible course students, which they were getting from our area in the Southern Caribbean. They gave our address to these new people, and over 400 students were already studying the Word of God with the Source of Light Bible courses from our office. Two young people had written back to say that they had received the Lord as their Savior as a result of the first lessons and the letter explaining the way of salvation which we sent to them. Praise the Lord for leading Francina to work with me in the office at home to take care of these students. Roland summed up the battle with the devil over the radio station in a container. He said, "We could literally write a book on what we've left out." Suffice it to say, the devil ferociously fought us every step of the way, but the Lord God of hosts overruled in every instant. We were constantly aware that we were in the midst of a vicious struggle between the forces of darkness and the forces of light, and felt the prayers of God's people at that time. We have never seen anything quite like it. Satan knows the light and truth of God's word will soon be going out through the air, through his domain, and he hates that prospect. But praise the Lord, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.